gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too. Underground Gospel Radio.
Yo, 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 what's going on? What's going on, everybody? Y'all right?
What's up, bro?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing? Everybody good? Everybody good?
I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Everybody good?
Yeah.
All right, man. I'm glad to be back in the underground. We back in the underground, yeah. Man. Listen, where every time you turn around, it's going down. Yeah. It's going down. How y'all doing? Everybody good? Y'all, how was y'all week? Y'all week was pretty good?
It was awesome.
Hey, how was y'all Easter? How did y'all spend Easter?
Easter was amazing.
Yeah. Easter was good?
It was good.
That day... was great.
That day was great.
Not Easter.
I knew he was going there.
Not Resurrection Sunday, because if it was Resurrection Sunday, then that day would stay the same every year, and that's a lie from hell.
We coming straight out the gate.
Well, me and my daughter went on a picnic.
Yeah, I seen the pictures. It was epic. I know y'all. It looked pretty out there.
Salmon sliders. It was great. Fruit, fresh fruit.
Oh wow! Now that's nice. That sound nice.
That's fancy.
Real fancy.
Yeah, I had a comedy show with Charlotte.
Okay.
Oh snap! Yeah. Nice.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That was good.
You got to introduce our brother.
I'm getting to it. We getting to it. I know everybody looking like, yo, who is this guy? Listen, this is
Bubba Smith.
This guy right here. This is my dude, man. Listen, I love this guy. I had to have him on the show. I had to bring him on, man. Y'all know me. I love to laugh. I love comedy. And this is Big Win.
What's happening?
What's up?
Listen, this is Big Win. This is Big Win, man. Listen, this dude.
That's W E N. Not Win. And my name is Wendell.
Wendell. That's right.
Wendell. That's right.
You got to put that Wendell.
I love that.
Listen, this guy will have you rolling. This is my guy right here, man. Listen, I love this guy, man. He's a very, very humble guy, man. And it's hard to find people that you can relate to. Find people that's very down to earth and, you know, that can actually relate to on the word level.
Yeah.
You understand? So, you know, you can relate to a lot of people and, you know, do a lot of different things, but when you can actually relate to them in the word, oh man, you got something. You got something. But yeah, man, listen, before we get started, we're going to ask y'all to go ahead and follow, like, and share, man. Get your people in the building. Man, listen, get everybody. I don't care. Let them know Underground is in the building. We are back on the mic. Back in this thing, man.
Enemies, your loved ones.
Listen, get them all. I don't care who it is. I don't care. One person that got on the arms, nasty, need to shave. I don't care. Get them in the building.
The mute person you said talking about you. Get him here.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Please bring in a person that can't pronounce nothing right. Bring them in.
Yes.
I want them to call in.
That's right. Get them in the building because we back in the underground. Yeah. All right? So listen, man. I'm your boy, Sublist the Artist. I'm your brother. I'm your nephew. I'm your cousin, but I ain't your daddy.
And it's your little brother, Heathen. I'm leaking because Jesus is the reason.
And I'm your girl, Fifi Lovejoy.
Lovejoy!
And I'm your boy, Big Win, just because.
Just because. That's it. Because you already know Jesus is
outside.
Yes, because this is where it's going down and the word is going up, man.
That's right.
All right, so listen, man, I'm very happy, man, to have my boy Big Win in the studio with us, man. He's back in the underground. You guys are going to be seeing more of him, man. And I'm telling you, we collab, we click, man. Listen, this is it. This is the whole setup right here.
Booyah.
Beautiful.
Right here. So listen, we gonna get on this topic, man. We gonna bust you across the head with another topic of a part two that we already did. Y'all already know what to do.
Yes.
So listen, we gonna bust you across the head. And the topic for this week is Jesus is outside. Remix.
Exactly.
We finna remix this thing today, man. We finna bring a part two, man. Finna bust you across the head again with Jesus is outside, man. I'm telling you. And we already know we talk about it all the time. And the different, you know, limit that I want to bring to Jesus is outside. And right now we understand outside is outside. Mm-hmm. But really what we want to bring to the table today is outside of the perimeters, outside of your thinking, outside of, you know, what you're normally doing or how you know Jesus. He's outside of that. He's more than what you think, because I'm telling you, our ways are not his ways.
That's right. Amen.
You know, we can't keep Jesus, Yeshua, in the box.
That's right. That's right. We can't keep him. We can't keep
Why
him in the
do
box.
We try to
That's
do
right.
That?
You know, they tried to, well, they couldn't even put him in the box. They had to put him in a tomb.
Come on. And, and that was rolled away. Come on.
Come
now.
On.
It was sealed.
That's right. That's right.
Come on.
That's right.
Something
right.
It was happened. Borrowed.
It was borrowed.
It was borrowed.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Amen.
Right. Right. That means it did not have a real purpose.
Exactly. Come on.
That's
Preach
it.
Up.
That's good.
Y'all didn't want me to go there. Turn my mic off. Turn my mic off.
Yes. Turn it up.
Yes. But yeah, listen, I'm telling you, that's some good stuff right there. Didn't have a real purpose.
It didn't have a purpose.
You know, it didn't have a purpose, man. That is amazing right there. I never looked at it like that.
Right.
The grave couldn't hold him.
The grave couldn't hold him. And that says that
it was not necessary for the grave to hold him.
That, you good? You're right.
It's a purpose to be there.
Yeah.
That's why we're talking about the church outside. So everybody that's going in the building, the purpose is not for you to stay in there.
Come on now.
It's time for the rock to move so you get out and help. Turn my mic off.
Oh, y'all don't want this.
They're not ready for
that. Wow.
Jesus.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
So listen, right now we have to tell everybody and let everybody know, you know, and encourage people that the way you think Jesus is and the way that he's showing up in your life and the way that, you know, you see, because I get this all the time and people say it all the time, you know, you got to get saved and you got to go to a church. You got to go here. You got to go there. And it's always something like, man, why do people send them to a boxed area where like Jesus is sitting right here? Mm-hmm. Jesus is, he's omnipresent.
Come on now.
He's omnipresent. Mm-hmm. He's everywhere. Mm-hmm. You understand? Right. You don't have to go. And it's so amazing that he put it in that perspective where he can be reached anywhere, anytime, during any situation, in your jacked up ways. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're in the middle of snorting cocaine. Mm-hmm. He's still right there.
That was me.
Testify. Somebody.
That was me. Nose full of cocaine. Yeah. Hand on some weed. Mm-hmm. I was ready to. I would turn up, drink, and everything. And God hit me in the midst of all that. Mm-hmm.
So, man, just imagine if you're in the midst of cocaine or doing what you're not supposed to do, and you saying, "I got to make it to church."
Right.
You're not going to make it.
Or somebody else telling you.
No.
Or somebody else telling you, well, you need to make it to church to change. No, you need to change right then.
Come on in there.
That's right.
Right then and there.
And listen, you can't bring the crack and weed in the church.
That's it. No, that's right. That's right.
That's frowned upon.
That's
right.
You ain't going to make it inside. What you got in your pocket?
That Ursha ain't going to let you
no,
in.
No, sir.
Yeah, they turn, you know, they turn away the alcoholic, or that we call it the drunk.
Come on.
The drunk.
I know this. I've been in church, and they turn the drunk away.
Come on.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
The man come in there. He's like, I need help.
Right.
And they, come on, you causing a commotion.
Right.
A commotion. Wow. Else. Wow. I've seen them turn a person who was demon-possessed away.
Come on now.
Wow.
Beating on their chest, saying, I need help.
Right.
Okay, you causing a commotion.
A commotion.
Wow.
Because they interrupted
the
show.
But if that tither start yelling and screaming,
oh, that's it right there.
That ain't no commotion, that's praise.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it.
That's a shift in atmosphere.
I know. Well, allow a devil to lay hands on you if you give him $1 million.
Wow.
They be in the church. Be in the church, throw it up. Yeah. Watch it fall. They say that's your seasoning.
Yeah, that's your seasoning. Yeah.
Oh, my
goodness.
They told
me I wouldn't be blessed unless I ran around the church.
Oh! Yeah.
You imagine me running. But I'm blessed anyhow.
You blessed anyhow. Yeah. That's right.
I just looked at him. I said, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. That's people just running.
Wow.
Just and I'm not saying, I'm not talking and down in the church and saying what's going on inside. But come on, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that when you walk in there, you're being told what to do.
Yeah.
Right.
God is telling you something while you're getting dressed to go somewhere.
Ooh. Yeah.
And once you go in there, you feel almost obligated to repeat after me.
Right.
Or turn around three times.
Right.
High five this person.
Right.
But God told you to give to that person on that corner.
Oh, snap.
You ain't going to listen or high five then. But inside, you're going to do it.
Right.
Because there's all eyes on you. The cameras are rolling. Right. It's a performance.
Yeah.
You know, so people, when the more you give, the higher you are esteemed.
Reputation.
Right.
You know, and it's like.
Yeah. I've seen people getting a $100 line with a 20. But they want $100 respect. But they stand up doing $100.
Come on.
I've seen it. Believe me, I know.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, you're going to perpetrate all the way there, even in here?
Even in here?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
You know,
wow.
You could perpetrate in the club.
but not the church.
Not the church.
Is the church become the new club?
There's a cover charge, so yes.
I have seen twerking for Jesus.
Wait a minute.
I seen somebody twerking too for whoever. It was for Jesus.
Whoa.
I was like, what y'all doing up here? Hey, mother?
Turn my mic off.
Lord. The mothers in the church twerking.
Oh my goodness.
It's a secret society.
Oh. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
It's a secret society.
I love that.
But you know what? But you know what? It is set up, you know.
It's
set up
like
that
a
way.
Society.
It is set up that way because think about it though. If you see the pastor, you never see the pastor come in through the front door.
Oh, Lord.
He come through the side door or the back door.
Right. And he already called somebody and said, hey, I'm almost here. And that person meets them at the car, grab all this stuff, walk him in there. Now, Jesus walked by himself. Everybody else rode in on big old horses.
He came in
on a donkey. But the pastor can't get out the car without an armor bag. Turn the mic off.
Jesus is outside.
Jesus.
Yes, is outside.
Come on.
He is outside. And it's set up, and you bring it out. It's set up that way, a secret society, a club. And my thing is, I have an issue with the organized religion. It's organized.
Mm-hmm.
And it's set in the point where... How the Bible says, "Be of this world, be in this world, but not of this world."
Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. So why are we putting a lot of things that the world do? You understand? And we're organizing it the way the world is organized
because we don't understand what a body is, and we touched on this before. A body is a living organism, not an organization.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
right.
And there is order in the body.
Right, right.
There is order.
It has to be.
Okay?
It has to be.
But everything has its rightful place. Everything is moving according to where it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
But not for us. We want to have the structure of corporation, and when we do that, there's hierarchical things, and then
it
goes down to the very least.
Right. Which makes people bid... For attention, power, and how do they bid and what do they use for this in the church? They use their money, their influence, and that allows the devil to step in.
Yeah.
In order for me, if I can't give a lot of money, now I got to tear you down and you down.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I got to use a wicked tongue.
Mm. Wow.
So things that are not positive, now I got to use my negative powers to get you.
See?
So a lot of times when you power hungry, you thirst for power, and the only way you can feed it is when the devil gives you power.
Gives you power.
To use in the church. And it's going to be your mouth.
Wow.
When? You, the Lord put this in my spirit like a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. Now, he's talking about influence, right?
Right.
And it's speaking about being evil.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, what is the Bible says that a demon is an influencer.
Oh, absolutely.
But the word of God is man being inspired by God, right?
Mm.
Nowadays, what is it that you hear about on Instagram all the time? To be a influencer.
Oh.
And let's break the word down, influence.
Mm-hmm.
Influence means something coming from the out, going in,
flowing
but being inspired is something inside going out.
Right.
Yeah. God saying the word of God is inside of you.
Uh-huh.
It's just a dormant spirit that needs to
click on. So when it clicks on,
right,
then it can come out. So that's how the God inspired man to write his word. Right. So what are we doing, church? Are we really influencers? Because if you are influencing people, then you have the spirit of a demon on you. Right, right. Why are the influencers taking pictures? Well, you said, Lord, that we would be lovers of self.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you taking the church. Church doing it big too. Taking pictures, selling self to make money for the church instead of putting an image that ain't supposed to have no face or nothing like that, but still have the heart of God in it to pull people into the kingdom.
Wow, wow.
Turn his mic.
Turn his mic on.
I need to throw something.
Yes, yes.
Y'all didn't see me run around. I just tore the whole underground.
When said he'll run for the truth, but not for that profit line.
That was a mighty rush. That was a mighty rushing wind.
Yes, it was.
Jesus.
Yes, that's good though, man.
But you are exactly right.
You
And again, it's as a comic and as an actor and a singer, whenever I go places and people say, "Wow, I really like what you did," the most uncomfortable feeling I get is when they say, "Hey, I want to come to see where you worship."
Wow.
And there are places
and
churches that I love, and I'll say, "Go here, go there." Mm-hmm. And before you know it, what I put out is not what they thought they would get when I go there.
Yeah.
In other words, I gave them a Mexican fiesta. But I sent them to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Jesus.
Turn my mic off.
Turn his mic off. Turn his mic off.
And that's the most disheartening. And when I say that seriously, when I was in Charlotte and I was at Weeping Willow, it was AME Church, and even in my comedy, I throw in a word, I inspire. So afterwards, they say, "Hey, next time we visit Greensboro, I want to come to so-and-so, your church." And I'm saying, it's just best just to listen to what I just said and keep moving.
And keep moving.
Because I would rather just now be a butterfly and
that's it.
And tell it because
that's right.
No pulpit likes me.
Come on. Yeah.
I love it.
I love all preachers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I respect them all, and I know that their position is their position. Mm-hmm. But what I've learned after, again, I've been licensed since 1991, ordained in 93, so I'm 30 years in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've never been a part of the clique because I don't fit.
I like
golfing. You know, I'll go play golf.
Right.
I'll go hang,
and
I'll sing with you, but I don't fit in with the clique.
Yeah,
because I don't sit down and dissect the text with you and this, that, and the other.
Come on,
and figure out how we can make the church.
Wow.
How we can make the church bigger or a church because I believe in community.
Yes. Amen.
Being raised in Baltimore City, it was a guy called Brum Man. He always wear a painter's outfit and a paper hat. Mm-hmm. He would always come and give us a nickel, and then he'll say something. We would smell the National Bohemian beer on his breath, but he always give us wisdom.
Yeah.
So at my ordination, they said, "Who inspired me?"
Wow.
And I said, "Bruh Man."
Yeah.
Because nobody told me to get saved.
Yeah. Wow.
Come on.
Bruh Man never said nothing about salvation.
Wow.
But he talked about living whole.
Living clean.
Wow. And he smelled like beer.
Yeah.
Living clean. Wow. Do you. Da-da. He gave me scriptures without giving me scriptures.
Come on now.
I literally left Baltimore with no home church.
Wow.
No covering.
Yeah.
I got saved at 20.
On the covering.
I got saved at 20 on A&T's campus. And when I went back home, I had to go look for a church. So the first church I chose was because a homeboy that went to high school with me, he was a pastor. So I went to his church.
I went
to his church because he's my homeboy from high school.
And
he ended up, you know, performing my wedding and everything. That was the biggest mistake I made.
Wow.
Because I picked the church.
Because of association.
God.
And I still, we're talking 24 years old. I still did not know how to pick a church.
And you know,
but I knew Wendell.
Yeah.
Ain't that a shame?
That's a shame. That and that's not good because even
Come on now. You see it, it's in your eyes. How do you pick a church and you know you?
Wow, wow, wow.
And when you pick the wrong church,
it mess you up.
It mess you up.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
It mess you up.
Yeah. I could see where even the person that you referred the church home to, how they went to the church based on association of you.
You see what I mean? I'm live and this, that, and the other, and keep it 100. And then this is structured. This is already written what he's going to say, and it's already what the praise team going to sing. It's already written. I'm walking in. I don't know what I'm going to say until I stand up.
Come on.
Woo.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Because that's so true.
It's so true.
Yes.
Why are we so structured in terms of when we are preaching? Because it is the inspired word.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it comes from up out of you in the same moment.
Yes.
It should. You need to study. You need to know the word. You have to have a relationship. But it is not. Listen, I know because I'm telling you how I used to be like, bam, bam, bam. And I remember you were saying this. Like, it's notes, notes, notes. And you're following it to the T. You tune up at a certain time.
Yep, yep, yep.
You know what to do to bring the people back. And I don't talk like that, but I'm just saying, you know, y'all know how to preach.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
yeah.
And it's like this major structure and people are just entertained.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But their souls are not saved.
No, no, they're not saved.
There's no transformation of the heart.
I know people who have pastors and they at mega churches and pastors around here. Mm-hmm. They'll call me to do a wedding or a funeral. Or they'll call me to talk to a child. Hey, my son down there on Cavalier Inn on JJ Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Go get that.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go get them. They ain't gonna call that pastor. Pastor ain't going to crack house like I will.
Right. Wow. Come on now.
Wow. Wow.
He ain't gonna get the truth for him. He ain't gonna do it either.
Well, yeah, yeah. Pastors ain't gonna get their hands dirty either.
Mm-mm. Well, number one, then they got to call the armor bearer. Again, I'm not down to nobody, but I don't know what they're afraid of.
Get out the car unless
the
armor bearer.
People now that's getting certifications for being armor bearer.
A certification for an armor bearer.
Certification, yeah.
What kind of certification is that?
It's you went through the training and you know everything. Yeah, it's a real thing.
It's a real actual position.
Did Peter and him?
Oh yeah, it's a real position.
So I can get a full, and in a full big church
you get paid.
What?
I'm not kidding.
See,
well, to be an armor bearer?
I didn't get paid. That was my mother's armor bearer, but I didn't get
paid. Yeah, you get paid.
But we serve a different way. I guess you're right about this, but I'm talking, when you see, I'm not defending this, I'm just saying in terms of armor bearers and what that looked like. So when I was, my mother's a pastor, y'all know that.
Yeah.
And, you know, me being up under her, it wasn't nothing I was trying to impress.
Right.
You know, it was really literally like, I'm walking with her,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when she would preach, you know, she's like, oh, I'm not going to preach today. Fee going to preach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I would know it would be the same word that she was, you know, about to give. We went somewhere and preached, and my mother was scheduled to preach, and the choir was there. And I had a vision before she went up. I saw a glass coming up to her. Like I saw it like this. It was like moving through the crowd like this. And then they gave it to my mother. And then when she drank it, she fell out.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
And I said to her, I said, do not drink. Because I bring her. I brought, you know, all of us. I said, do not drink anything that they give you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, you know, I saw a vision right when we walked into this door. And so, you know, if she didn't trust me, as knowing I'm praying, I'm before the Lord as well. It's not a limelight thing. Because if you're an armor bearer, you taking first hits.
Yeah.
You know,
if I was a pastor of a church, I would have an armor bearer.
Yeah.
But the armor bearer would not be someone that was certified by somebody else.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah.
It would be just like you said, it has to be someone that already knew Wendell.
That's
that
right.
Dude.
The reason why I was saying that.
That dude. Right. You got they know me.
Yeah.
Okay.
That they got to be. In other words, you need to have someone with you, so that if they say, "Doc, I heard Wendell was over there, so and so and such and such," I need one of y'all to say no, because I was with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you got to have some credibility with you too.
Right. And accountability. We don't. Right. No one has it anymore.
No. You can't go visit. I can't go visit Mother Shirley. Mother Shirley got a 30-year-old daughter. That's fine.
That's my mom.
That's my mom.
Is that your mama name?
That's her mama name. Yeah. Hey, listen, I look.
I was like,
like, wait a minute. Is he talking about the same shirt?
No.
Because her daughter might be there. But I'm just saying.
Wait a minute, Fifi. You 30 years old.
Is you 30, Fifi?
You 30, Fifi?
She feel 30. Yeah, it ain't 30. Like that is 30. Yeah.
But yes, that
that was too funny.
That is too funny right there.
That was on
but
point.
Listen.
He must be a prophet.
I mean. That's one thing I won't claim.
I know that's right. I know that's
too
right.
Too many.
Yeah. But yeah, I've loved this dialogue because of the simple fact that it's so broad and it's so unique to the simple fact where we're not attacking the church.
No.
You know, we're not attacking leadership. We're not attacking pastors and armor bearers and all that. But what we're doing, we're stating, you know, what's a distraction, what's going on that really deters people from coming to the house of God. And, you know, as we talked about before, where the demons are in the church.
Oh yeah,
devils is in the church, and you know we read a scripture. I think it was last time where you know the devil was. You know when Jesus came into the temple,
right?
You know, and he recognized.
Mm-hmm.
See, we get in the church and we don't even recognize the devil.
Yeah.
You understand? We get in there and we don't recognize what's going on in the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And we don't know what. And my thing is, even in cancerous situations, we don't know we have cancer until you go to the doctor.
That's right.
Or until it's too late.
Or it's too late.
Or it's too late.
Right.
So you have to be mindful that we are available to discern and available to really focus and have God in our life seriously.
You're right.
For real.
And like you just said, when you use it's cancer. Isn't it amazing that a person doesn't know that they have cancer in a certain part of their body, but the symptom is always in another part of their body?
Yes. Mm. Yes.
A person who has liver cancer will be restless.
Oh. Wow.
So you never going to check your liver.
Wow. Wow.
Lung cancer, you would think they were coughing.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
It's pain elsewhere. It'd be in your urine. And I'm saying, wait a minute. How can cancer be at this one and this organ don't tell me?
Wow.
And that's what's happening in the church.
That's exactly.
It's a major disconnect.
It's a
yes.
And I think Paul is so dope to the analogy of the body of Christ. Because of that reason, your body, you know when something's off in your body.
Mm-hmm.
We do know when something is off in our body. We don't listen to it or we ignore the signs. Because there's always some type of signal that your body's giving off. He says, oh, something's a little off with me. Like, I'm not, I know me.
I ain't clicking on all cylinders.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or so, we'll always say, it's I need to get some rest. Mm-hmm. Or what I put in my body, what I drank, I did,
or drink some ginger ale, get some ginger ale.
I've heard black folk on drink ginger ale.
I've heard people say that I ain't had no loving, so that's why I'm moody.
Oh,
well, that could be true though.
See, that's why they don't let me in the pool.
Turn his mic off.
Lord have mercy.
I was sitting here thinking about something, and y'all was talking about, you know, about the body, you know, not knowing when something's wrong with it. Well, certain body parts don't let you know what's wrong with it, and it, like, that's like an infective cancer, right? And I was thinking, like, okay, the people that are outside with Jesus that are knowing this, that it's called the remnant.
Mm-hmm.
The remnant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you hear and I had to look up the word because I didn't know exactly the definition of it. And it's quite simple. And this is why it's going on in the church.
Yeah.
A small remnant, a small remaining quantity of something.
Mm-hmm.
When you got millions, when you got millions of a whole of something, all it takes, see, this is like the body too, at certain times, the small part that starts speaking the truth is actually spoke louder than the lies that's spoken by the multitude.
Exactly.
Ooh, yeah. That's good stuff right there, man.
Wow.
Tell us what happens if we don't know our identity, because the identity crisis causes you to think that you're the one who's inferior when that's you true. Are in you're the exactly the right. majority. In the,
right. Yes,
right.
Remember the children of Israel? They said, "Oh, we like grasshoppers to them." Mm.
Yes,
you know who come you on. Are.
Right. You know right. who? Wow.
Yes,
it's an identity crisis. We and, need to understand where we take our DNA from, where we come from.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Our source, our lifeblood. Where is it from?
Wow. Wow.
And you know, when he just said remnant, in studying the fish and the five loaves of bread, and they said they fed a multitude. Keep reading, and it says, and the remnant went to the rest.
To the rest. Wow.
Wow.
So those people that weren't invited
come on to the feast.
Jesus.
Turn his mic off.
Turn it.
God.
He left more than enough for the remnant.
Even for the remnant.
Come on. Remnant.
Wow. So even that was more than enough.
They picked up what? 12 baskets afterwards.
Yes.
Whoa.
So and they weren't invited.
They weren't invited.
You see where I'm come going on. With that?
Yes.
Listen, I want to say.
They weren't in the building.
Yes. Do you remember what Jesus said?
Come on here.
He said, when he went and said, bring these people to the banquet, he gave the parable of the banquet. He said, go invite these people. But they was like, I can't do this, master. Yeah, I'm going to get married.
Yeah.
Somebody died in my family. He said, go out in the highways and the byways.
That's right.
About highways and byways.
Go
that's
get it. Those people so there can be people in my Lord's house. He said, no, they need to come here.
Right. Yes.
Right. He said, go on out there and get them people.
Right. Jesus is outside.
Outside.
He is outside.
People don't understand.
Wow, and it's in the word. It's right there.
I'm about to break it down even deeper.
Go ahead.
Hebrews 13:13.
Because I can mess you up. Yeah.
It says this: today's God's people are called to join Christ outside the city gate to bear the disgrace that he bore. We are called to become outsiders. ourselves, leaving our own desires and loves and comforts to walk outside of the walls in our lives to love all and God's people.
Wow. That explains it, man. That explains everything is outside
it's
of
outside.
Everything. It's outside, man.
Right.
So why are we drawing to a building? You understand? We're drawing to a building, man.
Why are we? That again, that goes back to... when we were born here.
Yeah. That's the big... come on, Wynn.
Yeah.
I mean, hey.
We was taught that.
They had to go and do it in secret.
Secrets. Wow.
Quiet.
Yes.
Walking through the woods and shut the doors. Whisper it. Don't let nobody know you can read. Signals.
Secrets. So
we was in, but what we forgot was those of you who understood and can learn it, you're supposed to go... Out.
Still.
Wow.
That's out.
Wow.
See, I don't mind meeting. Yeah, let's all go to Walmart and get what we need.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But go home and cook.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shirley daughter, you heard that?
That's good.
I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
But same with in the South. Mm. You know, everyone migrated to the North. Mm-hmm. But the deal was men... When you get up north and you get your job, send money down south.
Wow. Yeah.
And then prepare all of us to come up to be free. But what happened was we got up there and we became jitterbugs.
We
started frying down our hair and liking the white women.
Yeah.
So we ain't coming down south no more.
Mm-mm-mm.
So the South got stuck.
Yeah.
Same thing's going on in the church. We got in the church.
And got stuck.
And all out. We could be jigaboos.
Yeah.
And like who we like in the church. And we ain't got to go out no more.
Jeez. We ain't got to go out.
What? We found our wife. We found our husband.
Yeah.
I don't need to go to Boston House of Jazz no more. I found mine at the church.
At the church.
So we can do everything else in the fellowship hall. talk like we want to talk in the parking lot. And then I don't need to go out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got mine. You get yours.
Yeah. You forget about outside once you get in. You forget
there you
about
go.
It.
Shut that off.
Turn
turn it off.
Well, you know how it's. So they have like, you know, they used to have a caste system in, like in India, mm-hmm. like a caste system, mm-hmm. And in Europe, you like, well, like England, of course, caste system. They put people in a certain demographic. Mm-hmm. Right. And so you're in this place and you're if you come from this place, okay, you're safe. And I think a lot of so we call it middle class mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. We call it middle class because people who are middle class, like they say it like it's something great, but that means you're safe. So you have usually a middle class family. And I love people. I'm not downing. I'm just saying right. most people are safe in the church, churches.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Because we're talking about Jesus is outside, but right. why aren't people going outside? So yeah. I'm trying to help because middle class, you know, you're safe. The husband, the wife, the children. So we have all these different incomes. And then, so that means people are settled.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they're not going to really do anything. They're mm-hmm. not going to, they don't want to go nowhere. They mm-hmm. want to stay in this area.
That's right.
They want to, you know, they bought a house, they bought, you know, land. They're going to stay here for 24 years, 25 years until their right. children are up and out. Mm. And most people live safe like that. Mm. But if you are people of the way, that is not our
faith.
Yeah.
That's not us.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And you know, there's nothing wrong with owning things. I'm not talking about that. I'm right. talking about in terms of the complacency while you're right. just comfortable mm-hmm. yeah. staying exactly in right. the same place. You're exactly
right. That's right.
Yeah. You know, like it's boring. Right.
You know, one of the, a title that was given to church folk that they used to hate is to be called a church hopper.
Oh, I remember
yeah.
that.
Can
oh,
you
yeah.
Please church hopper. Go ahead on and listen. Say that. A church hopper. Church hopper. Go ahead.
Listen.
On,
listen.
Say what you
listen.
Say.
That church hopper.
And I ain't no church hopper. But somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Break it
and,
down.
And what gets me is they keep saying calling you a church hopper, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's another way of them also calling you wishy washy.
Yeah.
And straddling
yeah.
the fence.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Or,
yep.
or you know you don't know what you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
come on.
I remember getting caught up in that and said, okay, well, I don't want to be going from one to the other, one to the other. And you know, you need a covering. You need to have a head. And then once I went to seminary and I went to another school and I'm saying, wait a minute. If I can't go to my covering mm-hmm. and talk the way I talk.
Right.
That ain't my covering.
That ain't your covering. No. That makes That's sense. Right.
At a certain age, my father was allowed me to talk the way I needed to talk, but it was always with respect.
Yeah.
Right.
Because he understood. My father learned to meet me at the age I am and where I am.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And when I learned that that's a covering.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the church, I didn't know how to. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I didn't know how to bow down, and I didn't know how to do it. I wasn't good at it.
Listen.
And I thought it was because of where I was from, and or because of my daddy. So because I didn't know how to do it, I didn't get much. You know, your pastor didn't send you out to go preach, and I wouldn't promote it
because you didn't know how to bow down.
Because I didn't know how.
Yeah.
Nobody taught me.
Yeah.
How to bow down. Mm-hmm. So right. because my daddy didn't teach it mm-hmm. and I didn't read it nowhere.
Nowhere. That's it. It ain't in there.
I didn't, as the country folks say, I didn't fix myself to learn.
I like that. But that's the truth.
I didn't do the armor, but I didn't know. Right. I didn't learn it.
Yeah.
And I was always like I respect you. Like if you need help putting up everything else, you don't have to be my pastor for me to help you.
Right.
Come on.
Dude, you good? You need help? You good?
That's it.
Yeah,
That's it.
It shouldn't be because you the pastor.
Wow.
Or the visiting pastor coming. I got you. You good?
That's right. That's right.
So that's how I was taught.
What?
You know, back in the day, you get a six-pack of beer for other people, not because you want to drink six.
So you telling me leaders want to be served but don't know how to serve?
I'm saying leaders want you to serve and they feel like they don't have to serve.
Wow.
I'm not going to say they don't know how. I don't want to say that.
But at a certain point, they think they don't have to serve.
But Jesus told the masters to serve their servants.
Right.
Because he said, the least is the greatest among you.
That's right. Yeah.
When they was, that's it. They was asking, remember the brothers, the two brothers? Yep. They were, mm-hmm. The mother came, and she's like, I want my son.
Yeah.
Both
yeah.
my sons to sit on, you know,
yeah.
one on the left and one on the right.
Right.
It was like, woman, you don't even know what you're asking for.
Right. Right.
You
right.
know? But the least among you is the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I think the pastors, and I think deacons and everyone that's there, again, for this power. And
that's what
I can power. Honestly say that then, yeah. then I see the women flock after the guys who now get power from the pastor. So now this woman is ready to give up the goods to him because the pastor said he. I said, so the pastor's just pimped her. Ain't no other way of putting it. He was nobody until the pastor made her a deacon. Now you the big deacon. Now all the girls like, hey. So
wow.
it just happens.
Deacon acting like a demon. No.
And deacon could be a cool dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now he that dude now.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, he just pledged. He got lead. He cool now.
Mm. Wow. Wow. It's just, you know, and I think it's.
What you thinking? I see it in your face.
Listen, Fifi, come
to Fifi. She is contemplating.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if we should talk about this because we talk about this outside of the podcast.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Turn her mic off.
Turn it off.
It's the underground, Fee.
It's the underground. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it.
So, women in ministry, you know, women in ministry, it's a different situation. And mm-hmm. if you're not a hoe, then you know, the Lord will promote you.
Yes.
But the pastor and the bishops can promote you if you mm-hmm. decide to lay up.
Sleep right. with them. Yeah. Go ahead and say it.
And that's I right. can say this confidently.
Or be available.
For be available.
Uh-huh. Or be uh-huh. available. Right. People, and I know, and I had said this to someone. It's funny when you said that because I grew up, you know, PAW, mm-hmm. you know, Pentecostal Assemblies of the World.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You know, and so we had to go out. If you was an ordained evangelist, you had to go out. Mm-hmm. You know, you had to go try. So I was in Chicago. I did church plant there. So I love the people of Chicago. I do. I love the people mm-hmm. of Chicago. But you better know the Lord sent you if you go to Chicago. That's mm-hmm. all I got to say.
Yeah.
Chicago ain't no joke. There's literally a church on every corner.
Oh, yeah. It's like Baltimore. It's a church and liquor store.
Church and a liquor store.
Church
and chicken.
Right.
Like on every corner.
Yeah.
But, it you know, I love the city. I'm from the city. You know, people don't say Boston's not the city, but still it's my hood. Mm-hmm. But growing up in the inner city, so I have a love for people of the inner city. But it was very difficult because the people in the church sometimes kind of act.
Yeah.
There's no distinction.
None. Right. None.
There's no distinction.
Oh, and no
just
distinction.
Because you're in the building,
yeah.
You know, the pastor's talking to you any kind of way. And, yeah. and if you don't...
Yeah.
If you don't come up under that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone said to me one time, you can get whatever you want if you just do this.
Mm.
And had the keys in front. I said, listen, I have a daughter here. Mm. I'm a single woman. I'm a woman of God. You know, like right. what I look like laying up with you on Saturday and then we got to be up in the right. pulpit on Sunday.
You ain't got to,
you're not putting that on me.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have a young daughter I'm raising up. It's not easy. I'm not telling you it's easy because it's a spirit behind
it. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And I was in a place by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have no family in Chicago, just me and my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't understand you know, we don't talk about women in ministry because a lot of people don't believe women in ministry, but Jesus had women all around him in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And all women ain't hoes. So I just want to tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All women, they're not hoes. We're not hoes.
Mm-hmm.
Just so y'all know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, you know, so I just feel like what you was talking about in terms of, you know, like people coming in, and I've never been attracted to a pastor or a guy, you know, because they have power.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I stay clear of them because I know most of them are full of junk.
Yeah.
No, turn her mic off.
Turn her mic off.
No, tell the truth. You're right.
That's right.
And I don't want, you know, if you have a life of integrity, you are intentional about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who said it was easy? It's not about being easy. It's about doing right. That's right. Living a righteous life and being full of integrity. You know, Joseph was full of integrity. He had to run away from certain things.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we are human. Mm-hmm. We understand we still have tendencies. We still mm-hmm. have attractions. But you falling into it every single time. That's not.
And if you're using your religion to get it, that's my problem.
You pimping Jesus.
Prophesying over people and using it, and then they're gonna lay up with them in the hotel afterwards. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's the issue.
Come on, y'all.
That's why I couldn't. Like, if I know you're dirty, dude, I ain't gonna say nothing. but if you hear something, you know, about me, and you will sit me down. Hold up.
You're the one need to be sat down.
We need to sat down together.
Yeah, that's right.
I ain't going to say, and I'm going to let you sat me down.
Wow.
Now I'm going to look at you.
Yeah.
And then you have resentment. There's nothing being resolved in the churches. You know, it breaks my heart. Yeah, I know I'm going to say it does. It breaks my heart a lot because I really want us to heal in the body. And I do believe you said remnant. Mm-hmm. So my mom, Pastor Shirley, she did tell me this because I went to her one time and I said, you know, when I was away that time and I came to visit her and I was just like, Mom, I don't understand. Like, I was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm sick. I don't want to be in these settings. Mm-hmm. It was literally making me sick.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, what do I do? I feel powerless in this. You know, like I'm trying to do right. But it seemed like if you do the wrong thing, you gonna prosper.
You're gonna elevate.
You're gonna elevate.
And I preach one time, never get attracted to your distractions. Because I started noticing.
Say that one more time.
Never get attracted to your distractions.
That's really good.
That'll preach right there.
It preached easy.
It did.
Because that was me.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because I started getting so distracted.
Uh-huh.
And it was good stuff.
Yes, sir. Right. I could see that.
For the flesh. but it was getting me nowhere.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it was getting me nowhere.
But you know, a lot of people are attracted to their distractions.
Of course.
A lot of people are. It's enticing. It's enticing.
A distraction ain't nothing you don't want.
Right.
Because it takes you away from where you're supposed to be.
That's right. It takes you away. It takes you away from a lot of things. Mm-hmm. It takes you away from, you know, your focus, and it takes you away from what matters.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we don't want to actually sit in what matters.
Right.
We don't want to sit in that.
And somebody better say why. Why don't we want to sit in it?
Why don't we want to sit in it? Because you get to see self.
Because you're going to be by yourself.
See, by yourself.
You're right.
But you know what?
That is good.
That is good because nobody don't want to be by themselves.
Nobody want to be by yourself.
Wow.
Like sometimes your own belief and your strictness within something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can't tell everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
You're by yourself.
You by yourself. Wow. Wow.
You don't want to be by yourself.
And you know what? And that's why I think, you know, and that's why I really, you know, believe, you know, that Jesus is outside because, and I don't, just like me and you talk and me and you, we all talked and we don't fit into the norm.
I don't fit.
And just like you were saying, like I don't fit in everybody's pulpit.
No.
You know, I don't, you know, I have a lot of pastor friends and I've said this before I don't even call them friends, really.
Yeah.
You know, but because of the simple fact, if I was doing what they was doing, you know, Doc, you understand? If I was doing what they was doing and if I was moving the way they was moving, if I was, you know, mishandling and, you know, manipulating.
You'd be off at the church.
I'd be off at the church. Mm. I'd be speaking to thousands.
Yeah, me too.
You know, but because, you know, a lot of people stay in that sector because of the rejection.
Yeah.
You said you would be speaking to thousands?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How many did Jesus speak to?
Come on, here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And he was outside. He said this.
Yes.
Jesus had to go outside. He couldn't go in the temple. He told them, he was like, listen, ain't a stone
and
ain't going to be left.
Don't count the people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen. To me, it was actually such a beautiful illustration of being outside, because those people were rejected people. Because a lot of those people couldn't even come to temple.
Right. Yep. Right.
They couldn't fit in there. They weren't. They weren't. Wow. You know. They stayed outside begging for alms.
Wow. Yep. Wow.
If they was leprous, they couldn't even touch the priest. Wow. If you was a prostitute, you couldn't come to the priest.
Come on. Blind Bartimaeus.
Yes.
Now, keep my mic on.
He said, keep it on this time.
Isn't it amazing? They said, blind Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus.
Whew. Man.
You're going to call him by his affliction.
Mm.
Then you mentioned the daddy as if it was the daddy fault that he was blind. Sat by the highway begging. He heard, blind, heard Jesus was coming. So he yelled out the more.
Bro,
he yelled out the more.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
He screamed out.
No. What? It means he was yelling before he heard Jesus was coming.
Oh.
He was outside.
Oh. Jesus.
Oh. He said when he heard that Jesus was coming,
he got louder. So he was already in his pain.
He
and
was already
mad, yelled like, out the more.
More. So when Jesus got close to him, that's when he cut a fool, as it was said.
Right. He was already yelling.
He was already yelling.
So we should be outside Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Don't wait for Sunday to yell out the more.
I'm going
to
cut his mic on. Oh,
shut it off.
Cut his mic off.
I don't know. All that power on it. This is going to stay on.
Listen.
This is going to stay on.
Wait a minute.
Blind.
Blind. My oh
Could
my
have
goodness!
Been anywhere, no website, no. He coming. No nothing. To read.
Right.
He sat by the highway begging.
Mm.
He heard that Jesus, and he cried out the more.
Wow!
So really, it really is saying he wasn't really begging.
No.
Y'all said that because he was blind.
Because if you're blind, then that's a lack of making an announcement.
He was
salvation is coming.
I just jumped over this table.
Jesus.
So sometimes even little things like that, you can't preach some things in the church because it's gonna go out wrong. Right.
Yeah.
That y'all don't need to be in here and give me $100. Y'all need to give Mr. Timaeus so that he can give his son Bartimaeus.
That's
so-and-so.
It.
Don't leave it here. Give it Timaeus. Come here. I heard your son needs so-and-so.
That's right. It. That's
right. They won't let you do that.
No, they ain't finna do that because they want it for themselves.
They gotta have it. To keep the lights on and the secretary.
Come on. No.
And the armor bearer.
And the armor bearer.
Jesus.
Right.
Wow.
The Lord, I said this before, the Lord never told Jesus to build anything.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
So why are you going to tell Pastor so-and-so to go build a church? Somebody lied.
Well, yeah, again.
who's Lively Stones? Who's the foundation?
Once again.
He is.
Right. We.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
People. Right, we're the people. We make up the foundation.
Right.
And he said, upon this rock we'll build what?
And it was Peter.
Yes.
But build what? Upon this rock, because Peter,
church,
who is this Sam? Who they say him? Who they say? He was talking to people
outside. And so upon this rock, we'll build this church, which is us.
Yeah,
which is outside.
Outside.
So it wasn't talking about a building. It was talking about us.
Yeah,
it was talking. We got the
upon this solid.
I'm gonna turn your mic off.
Upon this solid truth. I've named everybody outside.
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Upon this solid truth,
we're
going to build our church.
Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
That's y'all late if y'all didn't already use this as your meal.
Listen.
Come on here.
Listen,
see, listen. I got to let my dog out. See.
Come on.
It's if you teach theology.
Oh, my goodness.
As
we
know it as theophany. Epiphany.
Yeah, yeah.
And Christophany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See how they do that.
Just
how
they do it. Yeah.
And
oh.
sometimes it will literally make it where, just like we were in school.
Right.
If our math teacher honed in on accounting.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
wouldn't go to college.
Yeah.
That's right.
We would yeah. have straight jobs. If home economics taught how to yeah. do hair,
mm-hmm.
we have some millionaires at Ooh. 15 and 16. But because we're talking about classes, we can't do that.
Can't do that.
So that's wow. why we're going to keep people inside.
Inside. Wow.
You know, my man, it's my boy. We tight. Mm. But I told Jamal, nah, doc, that church. In other words, he going to always preach at this church. That church is always going to be huge, Jamal Bryant. But what's going to happen is when he tells them to go outside.
Mm. He going to lose them. He going to lose them. That's it.
He going to lose them.
Yes.
As soon as the pastor prior to that sent them outside,
yeah,
he lost them.
Lost them.
When he was about to go into politics.
Wow.
He lost them.
Oh, you said Brian.
Yeah, Jamal Brian. Yeah. yeah. But, yeah. wow.
Well.
Yeah.
Wow. He in Atlanta now.
No. That's what I'm talking about.
yeah. But
because you're from Baltimore.
I'm from Baltimore.
So you know that you got the inside scoop on
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. But That's you know what?
A lot of,
but you know what? A lot of that is not being preached or ministered in the church or taught to go outside or to minister or missions, right. as they will say, missions.
Right, but because you might meet other people.
They got it backwards. They just want to sit around and call it outreach.
outreach.
That's what it is.
Well,
we're going to the people outside.
But you know how they call it, why they call it outreach? Just like Coca-Cola.
Right.
They're sending out their brand. I'm going to come help you and 10 please. People.
Oh.
And you come back. Oh. And you saw my brand.
Listen.
Yes.
And so you're going to come back. So outreach really means go help 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
And give them a t-shirt.
Give them a t-shirt. And promote that brand.
Yeah.
Wow.
That ain't outreach.
No.
Wow.
That's marketing.
Exactly.
Listen.
We're going to have a book bag drive.
But what happened if you
children
reach out?
Children come and get the...
What'd you say? Heathen, what'd you say?
I said, but what will happen instead of doing outreach, but you reached out?
What happened?
What happened?
You'll be outside.
You'll be outside. But see, they doing outreach, but not reaching out.
But see, whenever you do outreach, you don't pull back in.
You don't pull back in. But see, like he said, it's marketing.
Right, it's marketing.
Jesus spoke
it's marketing.
To, we have to always go back to Jesus because right. he spoke, it was a cultural thing too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he knew how to talk to the people. I will not lose my hood. I don't care how educated I
yeah,
am.
Me either. I can't.
How I don't I care. And I tell people I am classy, but I am also hood. Mm-hmm. And right. you know, my mother get on me sometimes because when I'm around my family, I talk a certain way. Mm-hmm. You know, right. but I know how to keep it real in a boardroom too. But when you know, Jesus was different. He didn't talk. He could have been like the theologians.
No.
Right?
No.
He could have been talking over their heads.
Yeah.
But he used right. our he used like
in parables.
Parables, but he talked about the land. Like he talked about
things you could relate to. Like it was
Cultivating the earth and farming.
Mm,
and you know, he talked about things that they can relate to, fishing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
he talked about like things right, like right.
that. They did.
That they did.
Right, right.
Because
right.
they could understand it. They could grasp it.
Right. Yes.
Even a little child. Even when yeah. they tried to push the children away, mm-hmm. he said, no, don't do that. Some of the babies to come on unto me. This is how the kingdom of heaven
yes.
is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was always an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And everything he mentioned, you just said them all, was outside things.
Was outside. Mm-hmm.
The only person I remember saying something about come inside on. Is Paul.
Wow.
Talking about the church, talking to the church of Corinth.
Yeah.
That's when the church started being talked about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
And the synagogues.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But the issue was, remember, the synagogues is just no different than the Roman.
That was the church now.
It's wide open.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is only a certain few can come.
Yeah.
And we watched your, what was it called? We watched your gregarious.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's what kind of cloth you wore.
Mm.
That's when I learned the word gregarious.
Gregarious.
That means your clothing.
That don't even sound holy.
No, it's fancy.
It's fancy.
You had to come with the correct
gregarious. So that's what they're doing now. That's what they're trying.
Yes. Yeah.
And you're not accepted if you don't have that on.
What? Right. Oh, yeah. Wow. In a certain way.
Listen, wow.
Jesus must be outside.
Well, why did the tabernacle? So
he got to be. He is outside.
Everything I'm talking about is outside.
Yeah.
So right. The tabernacle of Moses, was it stationary?
Mm.
Was it?
No.
But why?
Why?
Because Jesus is outside.
It had to move.
It had to move.
Oh, I thought you were saying it was.
I'm saying initially, when the Father first established the tabernacle, was it stable? Was it stuck in one place?
No, it had to move. It had to move about.
These people were moving.
That's right.
Yeah. They were constantly moving.
They had to.
And they were wealthy.
The Ark of the Covenant was designed to move.
Move. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Ooh, good God. You bring all these gyms. Listen. Yeah. But everything.
Because I'm just sitting here like.
Yes.
The Ark of the Covenant, it was designed to move. But you know why I love part two to this? Because now we're unfolding a different, what I'm saying? Right. We're unfolding different. The remnant, brother.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. The remnant. We're digging up the, listen, the gravel. Yes. We're bringing up the gravel. We're breaking ground. Man, this is what it's all about,
Yes, sir.
Talking about where Jesus is outside. We have nothing against the church. We have nothing against leadership. We have nothing against the pastors. We're yet praying for them. But however, we're encouraging the believers to get outside. Right. We're encouraging every believer that we know or around or get outside. Know the word for yourself instead of trying to hear the word through someone else's mouth. Because right now, what we're saying now, we all studied the word for ourselves, and that's why we're able to collaborate and connect and really break deeper ground. Because a lot of things a lot of people don't understand. Jesus is outside.
Yeah, if you're gonna be a hearer and doer,
yes,
you got to hear a lot.
You got to hear.
And
that's
you
right.
You have to hear the bad.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In order for a doctor to heal you, you got to tell the truth about.
You
what's
got
wrong.
To tell the
that's
truth.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to.
Right.
Stop lying to the doctor. The doctor be like, no.
Stop lying to the doctor.
I've seen this a thousand times.
No, you're lying. Nah.
It's purple now. This ain't.
But yeah, man, listen, I love this dialogue. I love this topic, man. Listen, I love, man, this bit, man, big win, man, you came through.
You gotta come back. This
listen, fun, you gotta sir. Come back. You,
this is my new job.
Listen, hey. you got a seat right there.
Yes. Right. I'm gonna get one without arms because when I get up, I'm gonna have bruises on my wide hip. But that, that's personal.
That's personal.
I'm being the shout, what happened to me?
But Lord.
That's personal.
Listen, we will get you a seat with no arms.
Oh, Lord. I turned my mic off.
This is his new job.
Yes, sir.
This is a new job, man. Listen, I enjoyed this because, we was digging, but listen, we dug a little deeper today. Yes. We dug deeper. I mean, even had Fifi froze. Fifi.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
But listen, this is what happens, though. This is what happens in the underground. We let the word go, man. We let it fly. We let it. I'm telling you, we dig up, man. We dig this thing up. So listen, we going to get up out your face and up out your ear, man.
Fifi got this look like, what in the world?
That's always happening.
Hey, Fifi be going through what he to go through. She don't want it to end. She don't want it to go.
Withdrawals.
Can I say something?
Say something. What's up?
I do want to love on people a little bit because, that's my part of it.
Yes.
Just to love on people who are listening to us, just so you know that we are coming from a place of love.
Yes.
And sometimes we feel like love is passive. It's not assertive.
Yes.
And it lets you do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
It gives you sweets and sugars and stuff. No, love is not like that. Love goes in the gutter and pull you out.
Ah, that's it right there.
Yes.
Love is going to tell you when you're wrong.
That's right. That's right.
True love is different
from
this fabricated love that you see, where everyone's telling you it's okay to do what you're doing.
It's
okay for you to be like everybody else.
That's right.
And you're not even walking in your true purpose.
Wow.
And so if we're continuing to stay inside, you are not ever going to be empowered.
Mm. Amen.
And I was saying when you was talking about Pastor Shirley, Shirley, that she said to me as an armor bearer, because I didn't finish my thought, but she said to me when I was sad about the state of the church, she said, Fee, the bride will make herself ready.
Ooh.
Mm.
She said, the bride will make herself ready.
Jesus.
So there's a remnant.
That's a remnant. Because
everybody's not the bride.
Yes. Everybody's not the bride. Jesus.
Right there. Oh, you about to start something up.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord,
you
gotta be got like careful full of right that. Everybody is not the bride.
Everybody's not the bride.
Wow.
That's how he's separating the wheat and the tares.
That's how he separates how
us. I was about to go there.
Woo.
Jesus.
I was about
to listen.
Yeah. It's going to look like. It's going to look like tares.
We do look like tares. Yes. It moves the same.
Everything. It's until what?
It comes out.
Until it comes.
It chokes it at the root.
Yes.
So
many people are in the church getting choked.
Come on. Got to go out. They got to go out. They got to go out.
But they matching. But they matching in the choir.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'm getting out of here.
Yes.
Yes. I got chill bumps going down my beard.
Listen.
I'm gonna preach that.
Yes, that's
I'm
it.
Telling you. Preach it. Let us know when you preach. Yes.
I'm gonna preach here. That's at right. My new job.
That's right. Amen. At his new
Amen.
Job.
Amen.
Listen.
Amen.
Wow. Wow.
Jesus. I love it. Give me
that's good stuff yeah. right
yeah.
there.
It's true. Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
And that's why they say you want us to burn it. No. No, you can't burn it because it's at the root.
It's
where
at
rap.
The root.
So when you
let
pull up what's
together.
Good,
yes,
let
sir.
Them grow
and at
together.
At appointed time.
And at appointed time.
Yes.
He'll do the separation.
He'll do the separation.
And when you separate, you're going to separate it where? Outside.
What?
Because ain't no wheat growing. When you see wheat growing out
on
inside.
Here.
Come on.
Now, I done wheat ran around.
I said this before.
I done ran.
I said this before. The scriptures say some plant, some water, and God gives the increase. But look, if he the one that give the increase, you know he the one that do the decrease.
That's right.
Yeah, my God.
And you right about that. You better say it. People don't have no fear.
Listen, listen. None.
Write that down. Yeah. Why aren't church folk afraid?
Afraid, wow.
Of their sin.
Mm. Jesus.
Wow. Now, if we all convict ourselves.
Convict, that's right.
But we'll go ahead and say it's because we blame in God for giving us choice.
Yo.
What did you say? You said something about this. I remember this. Because you was talking about what freedom is.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And I just think you need to repeat that.
Yes, you do need to repeat
about
that because
freedom. Freedom is not doing what you want to do.
Woo!
Freedom is being able to handle no matter what situation that comes your direction, mentally, spiritually, physically, you're able to stand in character in Christ Jesus.
Wow.
Because then that means nothing can affect you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nothing.
That is so poignant. But the bad thing is, even in your definition, that's why even my sins, I taught myself
Jesus.
How to be free.
Amen.
And I'm wrong.
Wow. Wow.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
That need to be taught.
Yes.
And it can't be taught in the church.
It can't.
They won't let me teach it at vacation Bible study. They won't let me teach it because I can teach you how you can feel comfortable in your mess.
Come on. Paul said this. Paul said, I have a thorn in
lest
my side.
Lest I be exalted above measure, they come to me. The Satan, yeah, exactly.
He said, I have
that's
a thorn. And
that's
he
the
even
scripture
explained
I was about to
it.
Say.
He explained
lest
it.
I be exalted above measure, they come to me. The message of Satan to come to buffet me.
Yes.
Exactly.
There.
You know what he's saying? Woo. I'm humbled. I'm glad God left this thorn in my side because I'm ungrateful. I got no gratitude. I hate everything and this and that and everything.
And I'm going to use it again.
Come on.
So Jesus, y'all just stop.
Listen.
Jesus is on the cross, right?
Yes.
He's on the cross. He gladly gave his hand. He gladly gave his feet. But there was something left that had to be hammered down, right?
Yeah.
Because if
yeah.
not, he would have literally took.
Yes.
He could have.
Yes.
Because it was like, why won't you take yourself down?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But he had to complete the process in death.
That's right.
Ooh.
That's,
ooh. He was mm-hmm. not the one. Think about this. It is not. And his own father forsook him in this.
Mm.
You said about the thorn in the flesh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like I'm going a little bit ahead of myself. But the thorn in the flesh, what does that mean?
Mm.
It keeps you humble before the Lord. Yes.
Right, right.
It is not exactly everything that you're supposed to be like, oh, I'm free. So in other words, Jesus became sin. Paul, I'm saying this for a purpose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus was glorified at a certain time.
Right? Right, right, right.
But when he was sin, he was all sin there.
Yes.
You know, all the sin. Glorified yes. body didn't come until after the resurrection.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
he said, we will become new when we see him see as him. He see is.
Jesus. Right.
That's
right,
the only right. that's the only time.
Right, right.
So we're going unto perfection. We talked about David and his mess.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
His
yes.
Mm-hmm.
yes.
But he was a man after God.
I think everybody should dance yes. till their clothes fall off.
I do too.
Everybody.
Everybody should get naked.
Naked. Just naked in here.
Oh. Yes.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Jesus.
Wow. 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 So we've discovered that even in Paul, where you have a thorn in your side and you get, it's supposed to humble you, but you get comfortable.
You get comfortable.
You get comfortable.
Yeah.
God.
Because I'll show you mine. Please show me yours.
Say that again. Say it again.
I show you mine. You show me yours.
Woo!
They done twisted the scripture.
Wow.
Confess ye sins to one another.
Look at that. Look at that.
We talked about this. Sometimes you remember I told you guys, sometimes we can't tell people.
And it says do not go yeah, it says don't go into council with everyone.
No, everyone, that's
cannot.
Right.
You can't that's, you can't join the church sister saying, I used to be a prostitute and so and so. Mm-mm. Some people trying to get you back into the field.
Back
you,
but in the church.
In the church. Wow.
Some testimonies you cannot give on a public in a public mm-hmm. setting.
Wow.
And remember, I
right,
talked about
right,
it.
Right, yeah.
Yes.
Some things you cannot, you no. can do it one-on-one if the Lord leads
yes,
you.
Yes, if the Lord leads you.
Because people will, if you get up in the church and say, I used to be a witch. I'm serious about mm-hmm. this.
Well,
or I used to be, I used to be gay.
Mm-hmm,
I used to be an adulterer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Y'all already know everybody going to be sitting up there like.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You can't say mm-hmm. certain things mm-hmm. like that because there's big and little sins mm-hmm. in right. church.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
No,
yes.
Ooh.
Wow.
And you sit, but you behind the sacred desk
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
watching mm-hmm. porn. But that's mm-hmm. another story.
Watching porn.
they in porn. Ooh. Not.
Well, I mean, they in the listen, movie, whatever y'all.
Yeah, listen,
Jesus.
Listen, the way they exposing these pastors and pawns and
what?
Leaking naked pictures and all
yeah.
all that.
Yeah,
listen, they,
how
they,
you a pastor? You hey, pose bae, bae. Naked
hey,
with your
hey baby. Hey baby.
That's why y'all know some. That's how you know the devil got people, because you if you up in a certain place. Wouldn't you want to mess with somebody? I'm just saying, if you want to be dirty, wouldn't you want to mess with somebody on your caliber? You know, like, I'm just saying.
They not sure. People, but see, even on that caliber, they not sure.
So a preacher is messing with another preacher? What you mean? What you mean?
I'm just saying, like, people, I'm not condoning this. I'm just saying.
No, but listen, you're right. You would want to mess with somebody on that level, but pride won't let them.
Because you mess with somebody who ain't got nothing to lose, quote unquote.
Yeah,
you're sitting there butt naked with somebody in some chick you a man, whoever you with, because it could be another man and it you a man.
That was reason.
Yeah, but what if it was still that power thing?
Yeah,
it is. See,
yeah.
It is.
If power mess you up, it's not going to matter.
So yeah. It's narcissism.
Yeah,
same thing.
Yeah,
exactly
yeah.
right.
I'm
yeah.
serious.
Yeah, seriously, you're right.
Yeah. Wow.
Because you feel like, wow, that's deep. That's a whole
because
other
people, that's a whole
I don't
other
even know how to even get into that.
The biggest part of manipulation and witchcraft right now these days is called gaslighting. And you know what gaslighting is?
Mm-mm.
That means, gosh, what's the best?
Break Fee, it
you
down.
Got, Fee, you break it down.
So gaslighting is like kind of like when you're telling somebody, you know what, you're amazing.
Oh, gassing them up.
You're beautiful. Right. And then you, but you're doing it for a purpose. It's a malicious
person.
Oh. Yes. You're doing it to bring that person in. And once you have them, then you literally cut them down. Like, manipulate. Like they're your slave, you know. Wow.
And that's the new thing.
That won't work on me.
That's the new thing.
I'm too arrogant.
Ooh.
Because I'd be like, I know. I know.
But they won't mess with you, though.
No, they
because
yeah,
they
true
can't
arrogant
have power of you. But there's some people who nobody told them they were beautiful. Right.
But that's where you go in. We talking about that church trap.
There you go. Yeah.
Bam. Church trap. Because they make it beautiful. Come on in. You know, we can use your service and we can use this. And then once you get in, you're trapped. Right. And then they cut you down.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Jesus is outside, y'all.
Jesus is outside.
I'm going to let y'all know that right now. So listen, wow. I'm going to let y'all listen. Now we go. See, I said we were going to leave the first time.
Thank you. And this is what happens.
But Big Win
got to go.
And
y'all struggle. When he said, see, I could talk forever. Because I like truth and I like to be wrong and I like people to tell me
come on
that I'm wrong.
Yeah. Yes. Because that's how you learn, right?
That's the only way I learn. You gotta provoke me. It's going to make me go back and read. Like, I knew I was going to meet y'all, so I listened to y'all stuff. I'm going to study it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, so I learned and I grew. So I said, that's what made me more excited to get because I knew I was going to grow.
Yeah.
So sometimes I come thinking I'm the bucket of water to add to grow. Oh. This time I'm just soil. Like,
amen.
Soak it in.
I'm going to soak it in.
Yeah.
Going to soak it in.
But you coming back, though.
Oh, I'm coming back.
You coming back. That's his new position, y'all. Y'all see that, right?
Yes, sir.
That's his seat. Listen, because I'm telling you right now, this is it right
here. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me, Lord. Shine on me. Put a little bit. Let the light from the lighthouse shine.
No.
Listen, that is. But listen, we gonna get up out your face and up out your ear, man. Listen, again, I'm your boy, Subless the Artist. I'm your brother, I'm your nephew, I'm your cousin, but I ain't your daddy.
And it's your little brother, Heathen. I'm leaking because Jesus is the reason.
And I'm Fifi Lovejoy. I love you guys.
And I'm Big Win. That's all I gotta say.
We turning his mic off. Listen, we out of here. Peace. Thank you.